This is Dale Connolly reporting, news meant for amusement. Last week, Senator Sam Spleen momentarily emerged from hiding to make a statement about his disappearance. And now, he's vanished again, but still remains the leading candidate for the presidential nomination in the Enough Party. His chief opponent, Governor Dick Burstyn, has too few delegates, and now he has an even larger problem, the sudden spread, nationwide, of spleen mania. Jennifer Hamster reports.
Midnight at a truck stop on I-90, and Ken Dalrymple is making himself out to be a hero.
Oh, geez, yeah, I seen him. Sure, I did. He was in a bowling alley back in Albert Lea having a beer. Oh, yeah, little guy, gray hair, kind of a potato nose. I said, hey, you're Spleen. And he said, it's our secret. And he gave me some of his campaign cash. 200, no kidding. Oh, yeah, geez, it was like finding a leprechaun or something.
Ken Dalrymple is only one of tens of thousands of Americans who say they've seen Senator Spleen in the last 7 days. New sightings are being reported to local authorities by the hour.
I'd say we've had about 80 reports already this evening. People have seen him at the laundromat, a gas station, playing mini golf, the bookstore, the mall, grocery shopping, sitting on top of a flagpole.
Did you follow up on that one?
Well, we don't have the manpower. There's no bulletin out on him, no warrant, no reason to pick him up or even be looking for him. We're just a local police department. We've got other things to do. You're not from around here, are you?
Should I just write you a check?
Yes.
Having other things to do has long been decried as a national dilemma for an overworked populace. And yet there are thousands of Americans who are making the time to go searching for Senator Spleen. I've seen Spleen bumper stickers are spreading like wildfire across the national landscape. And Senator Spleen search parties can be found in just about any medium to large size city on a Saturday night.
Okay, look, see, I'm dressed as him. You got it, gray hair, dark suit, red power tie, a little paunch, but still slim in the hips, potato nose.
Everybody here is dressed that way, so what's the point?
By the door. If he didn't want to show up someplace, this would be a comfortable spot, huh? I mean, like, if you're looking for him here, and he really is here, he might as well not be anywhere, because you couldn't pick him out of this crowd, you know?
All of this leaves officials of the Spleen campaign somewhat bewildered, but grateful for the publicity. Assistant Campaign Manager Al Rondozo.
Well, to have everyone in the country memorizing your candidate's face and keeping an eye out for him in a happy, fun way, that's great. I love the bumper stickers, and I love the search parties. You understand now, he's not in hiding, he's not missing, he doesn't need to be found, but if people want to do this for entertainment, that's okay with us. In fact, we're going to take $100,000 of the campaign money and give it to the first person who finds the senator.
Even though the senator is not in hiding?
Oh, it ought to make him easy to find, don't you think?
Isn't that an abuse of campaign funds?
What abuse? The money was raised to get attention for the candidates, and we've got attention, that's for sure.
And spleen mania has apparently caught on with Hollywood, too. Spin Williams is a West Coast dealmaker.
I love the way spleen is being marketed.
Now, did you have anything...
Me? Involved in this marketing plan? No, not at all. Not in any way. I would run it just like this, of course, if I were involved, which I'm not. It's a thing of beauty, though, isn't it?
Media dealmaker Spin Williams on the publicity frenzy surrounding Enough Party presidential hopeful Senator Sam Spleen. I'm Jennifer Hamster.
And now with me in the studio is Governor Dick Burstyn, Senator Spleen's rival for the Enough Party nomination.
Mm-hmm.
Governor, I have to ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Spleen?
Well, you know, Dick, this is all good fun to a point, and then we have to stop for a moment and realize this fellow is being given a free ride. Nobody's asking tough questions about his record, his plans, nothing. It's just, where's Waldo? Except in this case, Waldo wants to be the leader of the free world. I'm sorry, but I find it chilling that the senator has turned this campaign into a game of hide and seek.
Well, critics, of course, will say that your response is nothing but sour grapes.
Mm.
I mean, if you could get this kind of publicity, I mean, you would,
sure,
wouldn't you?
Dan, any politician would. It's positive and uncritical. But eventually, he's going to have to come out and debate the issues.
Why?
Why? Well, because it's not enough to be known, Daryl. At some point, you have to turn that name recognition into admiration, love, even. And you can't do that until people know you, really know who you are. or think they know who you are. Either one is fine.
So you're saying you have to become something more than a name and a face.
Exactly, Del. People want to associate you with policies and values. You can't get there by hiding or making empty promises or bribery or flattery or any of that shallow stuff.
Thanks, Governor. Mm-hmm. Governor Dick Burstyn, the primary challenger in the contest for president in the Enough Party.
By the way, I think you're great, and I love your show. Would you like a free lunch?
Well,
no, really, one of my corporate sponsors is putting on a spread for $2,000. It'd be no problem.
Very kind. I'm busy right now,
Well, we'll send a runner with a plate over for you. Don't mention it.